going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Well, it's natural. I mean, these guys are human beings swinging the bat the way they want to. The games aren't going the way we want to. We've had a tough time rotation. We just had two really good starts. We get good starts, we got a good shot. And these guys are going to start swinging the bat better.
So that was Brandon Hyde after the game last night. And they have gotten back-to-back good starts, Sagano and Povich. They went against a lefty last night, Mackenzie Gore, a lefty that's been pitching very well. And they won. But they didn't exactly hit. They got four hits and a walk in six innings off of Gore. They only got one more base runner the rest of the game. Yeah. Two runs was enough, though. They win 2-1.
He's a hell of a pitcher, and they don't hit bad lefties, let alone good lefties. Thank God for said. Look, if we're talking about my concerns for them, that is a god-awful bullpen, and they didn't do much damage to it. Like, now, part of it's because some of their starters went long. And again, that comes back to, how about somebody takes a walk? Mm-hmm. How about a couple guys have 8 pitch at bats? And guess what? All of a sudden, Mitchell Parker doesn't get to flirt with a damn complete game. Bone and I talked about it a little bit yesterday. The moral victory chatter that Brandon Hyde was spewing coming off the game 2 loss in this series. I guess we've got it here. Him talking about, hey guys, don't ask me how we're going to compete with the Detroit Tigers. Like, we just won a game. Yeah. Let me have a smoke and enjoy a bourbon. Like, don't you go throwing that harsh reality at me. How did we get there?
Hey,
how did we get there?
Here's Brandon Hyde after the game.
Definitely this weekend. We're facing some premier arms and a really good bullpen in Detroit. I'm going to enjoy this one first, if you don't mind. These have been few and far between, so I'm going to have a little something to, Diet Coke and enjoy the flight to Detroit. But thank you for reminding me about Detroit's rotation.
That just sounds like a copy and paste quote from 2019, guys, where it's like, oh man, it's so great that we picked up a win for the first time in a while after getting our brains beat in.
Let me savor this 2-1 win against a 70-win team. Like, that team is not winning. That team might win 73 games over there on the other side of the beltway. They are in a rebuild. And wait a minute, guys, let me savor this. You know what that sounded like to me? And again, talked about this a little bit yesterday, talked about it with Tony Gwynn Jr. That sounded to me like a guy who knew if we get swept by the Nats and then we get swept by the Tigers, I might be fired before the Yankee series, mm-hmm. or I damn sure might be fired next Thursday on that off day after the Yankee series. That sounded like, to me, like a dude who really did want to have a stogie and a bourbon because he knows he probably bought himself at least another week on the job.
Yeah, respectfully.
By not getting swept by the bum-ass Nats.
Respectfully, I don't hear it like 2019. I hear it like a guy who knows he's about to get fired. Like, that's how I hear it. Like, I'm going to savor this win because they're few and far
but
between.
But to Bone's point, the idea that, I don't know if we can compete with those guys. How did we get here?
Yeah, that's a joke.
Don't sell me on a 100-win competitive ball club and then make me listen to slop like that after you escape the Nats 2-1.
It can, to me, it's similar to what he was saying the night before when they lost by one run.
hey, the at-bats are getting better, man. I mean, yeah, you're pulling
that's a
for
joke.
The moral victory.
That's a joke. Don't give me moral just, victories.
Yeah, dude, if Cedric Mullins wasn't an aircraft carrier right now, they'd have like 3 wins. Hmm. The guy they buried, the guy they didn't want to have in their lineup down the stretch last year, the guy they didn't trust to hit up high over Adley, who was god-awful, and he's pretty bad now, too, and Gunner in a terrible slump, and Westy's on the IL. Without him, they would be lost.
And what a hell of an at-bat, by the way. And 9 pitches. Stud. And driving in that run. That was
But awful. This slop,
they got
you can't tell me that even Brandon Hyde thinks they're a competitive baseball team.
They got
team.
4 hits last night. 4! Like, come on. They had 4 base hits and somehow won a baseball game. Like, that's not going to play.
Don't make me... Oh, my God. We got to face Mize and we got to face Scooble. Oh, don't... Hey. Don't go putting reality in front of me. I'm just going to go talk to Mike about his... Mike's got it penciled out. I think Mike thinks we're okay. Now, this dude, I'm telling you, they got swept by the Nats, and then they only win 1 in Detroit, and they get swept by the Yankees. He was getting fired on Thursday, I strongly believe. He would be walking the plank then. And he still might walk the plank then. But I just don't buy anything about this franchise right now. I'm not buying anything.
They
the
seem
GM
like they're
selling,
sleepwalking.
Anything the manager's selling, anything their young players are really doing, I'm not buying it.
It's just been such a low energy type of baseball where the team doesn't seem anywhere nearly as into it. It doesn't.
How is he not saying we better hit the ball damn well better against the Detroit Tigers? Yeah. That is a better baseball team. Mm-hmm. That's an American League team that won playoff games that we haven't shown we can do yet. That's a measuring stick. We better take it like a measuring stick, and we better play with more emotion, more energy, and more pulse than we have all season. Instead, he's already kind of sloughing it like, well, I mean, that's going to be really tough. Like, let me enjoy this flight. Man, I'm done with all of them.
No emotion.
That's why you get none of my money. Yeah. You don't get my money, honey.
Even Jason.
No emotion.
Even now, Chesapeake Bay Sox will get my money tonight.
Yeah.
Aberdeen Ironbirds.
But isn't he a minority owner of the Orioles? So the money's going to the same place, Jason. It's all the same pot. Yeah, I can make. He's a minority owner of the Orioles. It's all going to the same pot. That money's going to get funneled, Jason. He's taking your ticket money and funneling it to the Orioles.
What kind of budget do you think? What do you think the operating budget is for the Chesapeake Bay Sox? They got so much gravy going on there that they're kicking some up to Uncle Ruby in the big club. Get out of here.
They've dumped a lot of money in that stadium.
They have. I'll tell you, Aberdeen's done, though. Aberdeen, it's over.
It's going to Frederick, right?
They haven't even extended the netting like you're obligated to do. They just stopped selling tickets to like 60% of the ballpark. When I tell you, like, there's like 1 concession stand open. Like, they ain't spending no money. Aberdeen is done with affiliated baseball.
Next year?
It is. If they could move it to Frederick sooner, I think they would.
Yeah.
They could move it to Frederick for the next series, I think they would. Like, that homestand was, oh, boy.
How's that carpet?
Over. It ain't getting patched. I can tell you that much. If there's holes in it, it's staying holy.
Orioles win 2-1, and they're back in action against the Tigers tonight. It's a 6:40 first pitch. Baltimore baseball tonight. The Bone and Ryan Ripken, 5:30, right here on 105.7 The Fan. Coming up next, it's a Friday. Time for our best bets with the prop queen, Ariel Epstein, and our own Beltway Ben Hall. That's next here on The Fan.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.